Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Eagles beating the Cowboys 23-9 in the battle for first place in the NFC East last night. Dallas rookie quarterback Ben DiNucci, rough go of it, seventh-round pick from James Madison making his first start, was sacked four times, lost two fumbles, and passed for 180 yards. His counterpart, Philly's Carson Wentz, threw a pair of touchdown passes to overcome four turnovers. Despite the sloppy play, he's happy the team got the win.
I'm pumped that we're at the top of our division, that we're heading into this bye week, but halfway through the year, I know I can play better, and a lot of it's just coming down to just taking care of the football. And I feel like I'm still the same aggressive guy that's going to pull the trigger, and I never want to change that, but just, you know, being smart and putting it in the right spot.
The Eagles improving their record to 3-4-1 now, while Dallas, losers of three in a row, fall to 2-6. Meanwhile, the Steelers prevailed in the NFL's fiercest modern era rivalry, winning on the road against the Ravens 28-24. Pittsburgh, now 7-0, remains the NFL's only undefeated team. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 182 yards and a pair of second-half touchdown passes to bring Pittsburgh back from a 10-point halftime deficit. Wasn't a perfect day for Lamar Jackson, who threw two interceptions and lost two fumbles, turnovers that helped the Steelers stay within striking distance until his offense finally got on track. In Chicago, it took overtime, but the Saints finally beat the Bears 26-23. Drew Brees threw for two touchdowns, and kicker Will Lutz nailed a 35-yard field goal on their second possession of OT. Chicago's Nick Foles rallying his team back from a late 10-point deficit to force the extra period. And despite suffering their second straight loss, Foles is confident they'll respond positive from the setback.
This is a tough one to lose, but at the end of the day, I believe the people in this organization are going to approach this the right way, in a positive way, and move forward, because there were good things tonight, and we were very close. Yes, we lost, and that is unfortunate, but I think the only way to be in this situation is positive and learn and be there and believe. Because when you do those things, amazing things happen.
Russell Wilson is continuing his hot start to the season, throwing four touchdown passes, two to wide receiver DK Metcalf, and the Seahawks' 37-27 victory over the Niners. Seattle's top scoring offense has put up at least 30 points in six of their seven games. Wilson threw for 261 yards and has 26 touchdown passes on the season, one behind Tom Brady for the most in the first seven games of a season. Jimmy Garoppolo re-aggravating his banged-up ankle yesterday. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan telling reporters afterward he'll know better what condition Garoppolo's ankle is in today, so be sure to check out NFL.com for the latest on that and all injuries from around the league. San Francisco has a quick turnaround before Thursday Night Football, airing on NFL Network, Fox, and streaming live on Amazon Prime Video against the Packers. Tua Tagovailoa threw his first career touchdown pass in his first career start as the Dolphins defeated the Rams 28-17. Tua, the number 5 overall pick, was helped by his teammates as they struck for scores 75 seconds apart on Andrew Van Ginkle's 78-yard fumble return and Jakeem Grant's team record 88-yard punt return. Now for a full recap of all of the Sunday Week 8 games delivered with a touch of mirth, please download the Around the NFL podcast. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.